Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Today on the radio show, Chris Harrington's going to be back straight up at 10 o'clock. Yep. Chris will be here. He's been wandering the prairies up there with the prairie dogs. How do you feel about prairie dogs, Jeffrey?
They've got dogs in the name.
Do they still? I'll be honest. It's been too long since I've been to the Memphis Zoo. When were you last at the Memphis Zoo?
That's a good question. It's definitely been, it was probably like, and honestly, like during hours, like probably the last time I went to the zoo was like when I went to like Zubu or something like that.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like that, like actually going to the
zoo to walk around and look at the critters.
Yeah. Now that'll probably increase here. Cause my daughter is a little bit
older. Getting to be zoo.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoo age.
They used to have a prairie dog exhibit. Do they still have it when those little fellows pop up? Sink down. They're. It was the prairie dog. Prairie dogs are cute.
Does the zoo have
a prairie dog? Does a Memphis zoo have a prairie dog?
Do they have like an inventory?
I bet if you just Google it on I bet.
I'm looking.
I bet one of those genius chat bots can tell you.
Oh, come on! I'm not doing that. I'm going to the website.
Oh, look at you, old school.
Yeah,
you might as well like call them up and ask. With a rotary phone. Hello, zoo.
Well, I mean, at least a cell phone. I mean, come on, rotary. Maybe a touch tone.
I wouldn't put it in my absolute top tier animal, but I think a prairie dog, if.
Let me just say this. I'm not building the trip around a prairie dog. Is that fair to say?
If 10 is an elephant.
I love cat country, too.
I don't like the cats that much.
I love cat country.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, the problem
giraffes,
with the cat country is the cats
they're
so impatient and unhappy. They're just
they look like cats.
They're walking. Yeah, that is it. I'm not a cat person.
Mm-hmm. No, I
prefer a bear.
But I do think jaguars are sweet.
A bear to a tiger to a cat. Now I like a lion. A lion is sort of a cross.
Yep.
You know, it's got a little dog to it. Anyway.
I've always loved cheetahs.
I'll put a prairie dog in a solid 6.5.
Still have the snow leopards too.
What's your least interesting animal?
So I used to.
I don't love the bird exhibits. You know,
I never liked the reptiles only because of the smell.
Well, the animals of the night.
Yeah.
There is a. But they got the bats. You got to say,
I know, like, there's
you got to say
that's
bats.
That's the problem.
Bats are awesome. So creepy. Bats are so creepy.
They are really ugly.
They're just something else. Anyway, Chris has been up there with the prairie dogs. He's going to make his triumphant return straight up at 10 o'clock.
I'm not seeing prairie dogs. I'm looking hard.
That's because
love the feeding. The polar bears, I love. Always love the
polar
bears.
Anything where you see the swimming.
Yeah.
You know,
or the feeding. If you can get there and see the feeding, I'm in.
The monkeys swinging around and chatting to you and whatever else is pretty good too. The howling monkeys. That's pretty good.
So next week, I'm making my first soiree. We're going to the San Diego Zoo.
Really?
Yes. I've never been to the San Diego Zoo.
I remind me, when are you gone next week? We got a little business to attend to. What days are you gone next week?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
And you just picked San Diego as a place to visit?
So even though we all went to school in LA, the largest like percentage of my friends all live in San Diego now.
Uh-huh.
And so Aaliyah's never been to San Diego.
That's great.
So I was like, let's go to San Diego and we'll see my friends.
That's great. That sounds great. I we took the kids to the San Diego Zoo at one point. Here's the thing. The reason I think the Memphis Zoo is the perfect zoo.
It's. I can tell you this. It's not $75 a person.
Well, that is that what is
oh,
that
yeah.
San Diego is? Okay, it's not $75 a person, and it's not too big. Like you can do it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can. It is a fabulous zoo, while also being not overwhelming.
Yeah, it's the difference between Disneyland and Disney World. If you're just trying to have a nice afternoon, you'd rather go to the Memphis Zoo. But if you're trying to do like a whole excursion and everything.
San Diego Zoo is a little bit like the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, too much on the menu.
Too damn much on the menu. But it is unbelievable and unbelievably a great zoo. Anyway, as I was saying, Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we're going to play Writer Than Right Trivia, where someone is going to lose to Jeffrey, I presume, but play honorably and win a fabulous prize. Jeffrey, what's the fabulous prize?
Jeff, we've got two tickets to the FedEx St. Jude Championship, of course, the first leg of the FedEx Cup playoffs. As a reminder, kids 15 and under get in free with the purchase of an adult ticket.
I bet they don't do that at the zoo.
Bet they don't.
I bet they don't do that at the zoo, either the San Diego Zoo or the Memphis Zoo.
I think the San Diego Zoo is running a special right now. Buy one ticket at full price and get a second at full price.
You know, Tiger never came to the Memphis tournament, but you know who is coming? The next Tiger.
Correct. Scotty. He's also got to avenge his last missed cut.
Which was when?
2022.
So, all right. So that's the second hour. First hour, it's just us. Before I get into anything else, did you see this? You tell me something. If your wife texted you and asked you, what is your favorite thing about me? A, how long would it take you to answer? And what would you say?
Obviously, it's a trap. Like, let's be real. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
The fact that you rarely send me texts asking what's the favorite thing about me. This is the first time you've ever done this. Really high up on my list of favorite things about me.
Yeah. I think I would go with she is a wildly determined and... she's a wildly determined person. She's obviously beautiful, beautiful eyes. She's a wonderful mother, truly caring individual, and she just gets things done.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that'd be my answer.
I feel like the wonderful mother.
I've been told so many different things about the quote unquote terrible twos. I've had some people tell me, hey, it's not really a thing. Like 3 to 4 is way worse.
That's what I've said before.
But
I only dimly recall now.
Right now, Josephine's really testing my wife's patience.
Right. Anyway, well, you'll be glad to know that Gwyneth Paltrow did this to her husband.
She has
a podcast. What's it called? Goop or something like that, right?
I'm sure.
I don't know if it made the Time 100.
It probably did.
Did you see the list of
Time? It probably
did. 100 podcasts ever from Time magazine. Anyway, so her husband is a writer for TV shows and stuff, so you have to take that in mind. But I'm going to read you what he said.
All right.
And I'm going to tell you, is this sweet or nauseating?
Okay.
I honestly don't have a favorite. I truly love every aspect.
That's a great lead.
What?
It's a great lead.
First, it is a good lead. I don't have a favorite. Okay. I honestly don't have a favorite. I truly love every aspect of you. Your physical beauty, the way your body moves through space, the way you disappear a little when you're working, the way your hands add something to a pan, your love of dirty jokes and well-plastered walls, how much you know about art, that you feel so comfortable naked, and hate fake people. When you're needy, when you're angry on the road, I love when you chug water by the bedstand at night. I like the things you choose to worry about and how you handle problems. I love your morning routine and when you act like I've been demanding you to get out of the bath when I haven't said a word about it. I love the skin on the back of your knees and the arch of your feet and when you smile at me in bed after you've put in your retainers. I love how hard you try and how often you succeed. I can keep going if you like.
Okay, so my first thought on this is, it's a writer, so he's going to be better with words. Like so,
and we don't know how long this took.
Correct. My only issue with this is, this feels like oversharing. Like this is, like that should be something between them.
What you're objecting to is that she read this
correct.
Out loud. Right.
Like to me, it like speaks to like a, it's like a level of narcissism. That's like, listen to how wonderful my husband says I am, which is
also listen to how wonderful my husband is.
Correct. And it's like, okay,
my husband's better than your husband. I bet your husband can't write like this.
Right. And it's also like, I have no problem with y'all sharing those thoughts together, but it's like, that should be between y'all.
Okay. So I my initial thought was, it was a little nauseating. Like, come on, man, enough already. Right. And maybe for the reasons you suggest. I do think though, that there is a lesson here. And I know no one writes anything because now AI writes everything for them. But I think there is a lesson here about writing And it's something that I say all the time. And I say it when I talk to a kid's writing class, like at high school or whatever. What matters in writing isn't, I think you're just the sweetest person ever or you're funny. Like, it's not the generalities. What matters is the detail. It's one thing to say, I think you're beautiful, right? But it's another thing to say, I love the skin on the back of your knees and the arch of your feet and the way you move through space, right? Like that, or I love the way you chug water by the bedside at night. I think one of the best things is I like that when you smile at me in bed after you put in your retainers. You know what I mean? First of all, I find retainers to be unattractive. Mm-hmm. They just are. You can't smile at me in retainer.
I didn't know people it's were still least, welling them, at least, wearing them in their 50s.
It's the least sexy thing mm-hmm. ever is a retainer. Right?
Pretty much up there.
Right?
They're gross. Like, they smell. Yeah.
It's the least. It go plop and black and they make a noise when you put them in. Like literally the least sexy thing in the world is a protect. But I do think there's a lesson here, which is when you write, you don't have to write great volumes. You don't have to go overboard with the adjectives. What you have to do is find the well-placed detail and include that. It's in a thank you letter or in any thank you email or anything else. There's my little writing lesson for you today, too, Annie.
No, anyway. I'm with you.
Okay. I mentioned today on the radio show we got Chris, and we got Writer Than Write trivia, and we will do all that in the next hour. And I have we had camps opening in the NFL. We got a lot of NFL.
Well, we've already got an injury.
Oh, no.
Justin Fields carted off with a lower leg injury.
Oh, my God.
Hot start.
Oh, my God. Is that today?
Is that where Kirk winds up, maybe? That was this morning. This is maybe like 10 minutes before we came.
Who is their other quarterback?
Is it still, which White was it?
No. No, that guy's a Bill.
Oh, he's a Bill now. Okay. Tyrod.
Oh, my God. Tyrod to the rescue.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Enjoy your 6-10 with competent, mistake-free football.
I think the Jets have had a pretty good... Like a quietly good offseason.
No, they've actually been very un-Jets-like.
Totally
professional.
Professional, under the radar. We don't want Aaron. We're going to extend our young players. We're not going to try to excel.
We're going
to
hire an adult.
We're going to be bad.
Yep.
We're going to hire an adult. We're going to go through the process the way you do. We're not going to try to accelerate things by making some splashy signing that isn't going to work. We're going to just be a professional organization. And we're going to, sure, roll the dice on Justin Fields to see if it works out, right?
Yeah, and if it doesn't, guess what?
We got the next year, you got a whole bunch of quarterbacks coming out in the draft.
Yep. No, it's...
Okay, let me ask you this. Could this... Okay, first of all, I feel bad for Justin Fields, right?
Yeah, like, no.
There's a guy that's we said yesterday. The early season injury, the training camp injury, non-contact injury that is possibly season ending is devastating. It's devastating for the person involved. It's devastating for, I think, but can I ask this? It isn't impertinent too soon. Could this be the best thing for the Jets?
So if I didn't see,
maybe they should stink.
If I didn't see Tyrod's name there, like
Tyrod's just as capable of stealing games as Justin Fields is.
Like, Tyrod is an exceptionally competent quarterback. Like, is he... The worst thing you want is... Like, Tyrod is that classic, like, you don't want him as your starter, but if he is your second option, you don't fall off that much.
And when your first option is Justin Fields, you really may not fall off at all.
Right.
There's just no future to him.
Correct.
So there's no fun.
But
it's
also, you're never bad enough to be, like, number one pick territory.
Are they going to be bad enough to be number one picked out? I worry about. I don't think they will be because I think their defense is stout.
I also think their defense is a little overrated. But yeah, I mean, I don't think their roster is not like. It's going to be tough to beat the Saints this year.
It is going to be tough to, and there's no lottery in the NFL.
Well, and that was the other thing.
It's pure meritocracy.
I was talking about this with George. When you go through the list of best rosters in football, like when you saw ESPN do that last week, I think we do have a higher level, a greater volume of competent teams, but like it gets separate. Like they had the Dolphins at 24. Do I think the Dolphins are going to contend for the East? No. But the Dolphins don't suck.
The Dolphins, McDaniel with Tua. When Tua has played and been healthy for an entire game, 25-13.
Yes.
He is 25-13. Now, they lose Christian Wilkins. They lose Robert Hunt. Like, they've left off of, like, it felt like 2 years ago was supposed to be their year.
Yep.
And that's when Tua, you know, got hurt and everything went to hell. And since then, they've lost a bunch of guys. And so, but still, when Tua's healthy, they have been a 25-13 team under this coach. And that is not a crappy roster.
No. And they had it ranked 24th.
Well, it's funny. Like, is the Bills roster, if you took Josh off it, you know, is it 17th?
Well, I mean, how many starters played that Patriots game, week 18?
I don't know.
Like, I mean, to me, like, the problem was when you watched that game, there wasn't much difference.
Right.
Now, was that backups versus
backups? Yeah, it was a lot of backups. It was a lot of backups. But, yeah, I don't think – I mean, yeah. Anyway, that is a devastating injury. The quarterback situations in New York, I mean, so yesterday, someone incorrectly said Jackson Dart's – I saw a highlight.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't exactly a highlight. Jackson Dart's first – they said Jackson Dart's first throw from scrimmage was a pick six. It wasn't his first.
It was his first throw in 11 on 11. Also, how about there's two sides of the ball, y'all. I mean, what a phenomenal play.
Jumped
the route.
You got to learn that, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard this. The speed of the game is different.
I don't know if you know this. Defense wins championships.
when you get to the NFL. It is, of all the interesting people and interesting situations, and I think there's a lot in the NFL this year, it is incredible that, like, ESPN had a list of the coaches and players and people who had the most to win or lose based on this season, which to me is sort of a fake list. Everyone has a lot.
Jeff, it's the under pressure team. Come on.
Right. So, but Brian Daboll was on that list, right? And it just feels like, doesn't it feel like 100% their future hinges entirely on Jackson Dart?
I think Daboll's and probably Joe Shane's
both.
Correct.
If they look like they have hit on their quarterback, then they will live another day. If they don't look like they've hit on their quarterback, they won't.
This is the issue, though, that I'm worried about. The Giants' schedule is so brutal that by the time they eventually turn to Jackson Dart, is there any way, like, their record's going to be so bad, like, is there any way they bring him back? Like, I think Dable's a good coach.
I think if he is promising that you could bring him back, if you're like, my God, we got the quarterback. If at the end of this year you feel like you have the quarterback of the future, and he's becoming that under Dable, then I think Dable comes back regardless of the record.
Again, I hope so, because I think he's a good coach. I just know how the franchise runs. A lot of knee-jerk reactions.
All right, we got a lot of NFL to talk about. We'll see if we get any kind of update on the injury situation. But what I really was planning to talk about, Jeffrey, it appears that here in 92.9, in the Odyssey Studios, we have a schism. I think we have a legitimate schism.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, you heard John yesterday.
John's passionate.
John talking about the need to get to the Big East and the PAC, right?
Yep.
To save the basketball program, which is withering on the vine. And then I look over on Twitter, and Gabe, I was listening to a show too. How about this? Ready? Listen to this. This is this one from 20 hours ago. And then here you go. I don't know why some folks have to do the make basketball king thing every single time Memphis gets a no from a power conference, as if that wasn't the line of thinking that got Memphis into this mess. And then, how about this? Yeah, let's reduce a very nuanced, complicated, layered conversation down to this stupidity. The crazy thing is there's several people who buy into this nonsense. If you want the truth, a discussion no one wants to approach is that a limiting factor in getting into the Big 12 is the perception of the basketball program. Too many instances of program instability and dysfunction. We spend too much time avoiding reality and chasing ghosts. Reality is much different than the way it is perceived in the city and at the university. I think, now, again, it's not a personal schism.
Yeah, no.
We've had those. Like,
but it's a point of view.
This is a different, in terms of a, well, let's be honest. I don't know why some folks, that's a passive aggressive, that's John Martin. That's some folks is John, right?
Yeah, but in fairness, Gabe has been hearing the do away with football, go to the Big East. Like, it's not like John's the only person that's hypothesized this.
No. Well, by the way, those are different. You don't have to. There is the do away with football, go to the Big East.
Right. Which, what's getting lost in John's argument is John's also arguing the Pac makes football better.
Yeah. John isn't arguing do away with football. The do away with football crowd, I've never had any patience for it because it's not happening. So, like, and also there are whatever you think the crowds are at Memphis football, there's 20,000 people or 18,000 people or 22,000 people or whatever it is who enjoy and are drawn to and have made Memphis football a real part of their lives for decades. And no, they're not going and shouldn't think about, quote unquote, getting rid of Memphis football. So
football also still does make money.
But OK, well, there's so apart from the merits of what Memphis should do next.
Yeah.
OK, I there are a couple parts to this schism that I want to focus on. One is Gabe. First of all, again, like you, I don't think John is saying make basketball king. That's not what he's saying. He's saying this would be much better for basketball and better for football. Okay. There can be a disagreement about whether it would be better for football or not better for football. But that is what John is saying. But what Gabe seems to be saying in addition is he thinks that a significant reason, obviously, I don't know if he's saying it's the only reason, but he's saying it's a significant reason that Memphis is rebuffed by the Big 12, before that other conferences, is the perception of the basketball program, the instability and dysfunction of the basketball program is why Memphis has not been welcomed. Do you buy that?
So
significant? Is it a top three reason?
I don't know if it's that. It's certainly the it makes it easier to say no.
Yeah, honestly, I don't buy it.
Because I think I think the last few times, everything has just been dictated by television value.
It's market size, television value, all that stuff. It's not because Memphis was on probation. And honestly, if you're looking at the big scheme of things, which has been more responsible for Memphis not being in a power conference, it's the football program stinking for decades. Like, that's why it was a joke of a football program until Justin got there. And so the bigger
Tommy had some,
that's true. Tommy had some years. Yeah. Tommy had some years. Tommy never won a conference title either.
No,
like, it's funny. We hold that to,
but he had some years.
He
was truly fighting one hand behind his back.
He was. No, he was. But
like, Justin had way more institutional
support than Tommy. If we're talking about perceptions,
yes,
the perception of the football program being crappy was probably more of a detriment in terms of why Memphis isn't in a power conference,
yep,
than the perception of Memphis basketball being renegade. Because you know what? A lot of pro basketball programs are renegade, and they're welcomed with open arms, right? So I just don't think it's a reason, honestly. We don't want Memphis. Yeah, we don't want Memphis because it's an urban school. We don't want Memphis because it's in Memphis. We don't want Memphis because look at the NCAA troubles. We don't want Memphis because – but none of that's – The biggest thing is what you just said.
No, that's not a determining factor. Now, I don't think it helps you in the whole, like, the beauty contest element of it.
No.
But yes, it's not. In the end, if Memphis had
SMU was able to overcome some perception
100%.
Issues, right?
Like, to me, it's like if Memphis is a 2.5 million, you know, market and they're popping, you know, 5-6 million every game. Well, all of a sudden, Memphis is in a league,
right? Baylor has had their own little struggles with basketball.
Once or twice,
right?
I don't know if you're familiar.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So it is interesting because what it basically really, and again, I obviously, you know, I'm on Gabe's show and I have John on, and they're each passionate. It is true. Like, Gabe's a football player.
Yeah.
You know, Gabe is part of that football program, and John was weaned on Memphis basketball.
Sure.
He just cares.
It's point of view.
And it's not actually surprising either one's point of view, given where they're coming from. So let me ask you this question, though. And let's fire up a Jeff Calkins and show poll about this, since we're pitting the two against each other.
Let's do it. It's been that kind of week.
Do you feel more confident in the current state of A, Memphis basketball, B, Memphis football? Do you feel better about the current state of A, Memphis basketball, B, Memphis football?
How about which program do you feel more confident?
Are you more confident? Do you
feel better about?
Do you feel
which program do you feel better about? Memphis,
but the state of. Can you put the state of? Do you feel better about the state of? Do you feel better about the state of? Colon. That's it. Do you feel better about the state of? Colon. Memphis football.
So the problem is the way polls are on Twitter now. We need to say because all people are going to just see is. Colon and like you have
here's
to-
what we're gonna do. We're gonna take a break and we're gonna come up with the perfect words for this. And you can ponder your answer and we'll come back in a moment. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN. Hope you've been enjoying the summer of 1,000 engagements over to Robert Irwin Jewelers. 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings. Purchase of $9.99 or more, you get free diamond stud earrings. $24.99 or more, you get a free Yeti Tundra cooler. Again, savings up to 40% off all diamond jewelry engagement. It's been a great, unbelievable summer of 1,000 engagements. It's coming to an end. All good things must. So if you have a diamond purchase in your future, you're thinking about getting engaged, you just want to get something beautiful for someone you love, get yourself to Robert Irwin Jewelers soon, because the summer of engagements sale is winding down. And again, in addition to up to 40% off all diamond jewelry and engagement rings, lots of good, great free stuff. So, for example, choose from a 3-carat diamond tennis bracelet. That's $9.99, on sale for $9.99. Get a free pair of diamond stud earrings. That's kind of amazing. Again, up to 40% off diamond jewelry in the summer of engagement, 1,000 engagements, and it's ending soon. Plus, they still have the great financing options. Take up to 60 months to pay. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 5 locations, or online at rijewelers.com. So Jeffrey and I have been workshopping our Jeff Calkins show poll question. And what have we come up with?
Jeff, which program is in a better current state?
Ooh, that's well put, Jeffrey.
Nicely done by you. Yep. Tiger football or Tiger basketball?
All right, let's fire that sucker up. Let's fire that sucker up. Since we have a schism, we might as well just lean into it, right?
See what the people think.
Now, all right, there we go. Normally, I vote very quickly. It's easy to me to figure out which one of these, usually. I don't know the answer to this.
This is a very complicated question because it also implies what is the standard. Do I think that it's easier for Memphis football to win the league? I think it's trending that way.
Who's the Tulane of Memphis basketball? Hey, here's my question. Let me ask you this. Okay. Who's coming off a better year?
No
Memphis
question.
Basketball, and it's not close.
Yep.
Right? Who is the coach who still generates more excitement?
No question.
It's Penny Hardaway, and it's not close.
Yes.
If you had a poll for Memphis basketball fans, do you want Penny to stay in the job? Would you be sad if Penny got offered a different job and left? More people would say yes than no.
Yes.
If you asked that same question about Memphis football fans and Ryan,
I think there'd be a lot of people that would help pack.
I think there's a lot of people. So, there are. Okay, but let me ask you this. Which program has had more strife and turmoil in the last recent?
Also, no question. That would be basketball.
Yes, Memphis basketball. Memphis football has been pretty damn smooth, right? Now flying under the radar because it does.
Sure.
But because, I don't know. What's the – and they didn't get Memphis put on probation. It was Memphis basketball that did and did it again.
Yep.
And then I would ask you this. Which coach – which coach is more likely to not be the coach next year? And I think that's a really tough question, because here you go. Ready? Here's the argument for Ryan not being the coach next year. If that, again, we hope they win, both win conference titles and cover themselves in glory, right?
Yep.
That's what we hope. Ryan suddenly doesn't have Seth. People have been putting up with, have been enjoying the wins and putting up with the fact that they haven't won a conference title or gotten to a conference title game. Because listen, how do you complain about double digit wins, right? You feel kind of ridiculous. And so it's been a successful program. It just hasn't been as successful as you've wanted, and you've had Seth. But now all of a sudden, brand new roster, brand new quarterback, picked to finish third or fourth, all of a sudden you could have a down year by Ryan. And so it's been fine while they've been winning games. You put up with the fact that he's not great at promoting the program or creating excitement in the community or even willing to do that, right?
And I would also argue the style of play is not as exciting.
And the style of play, like, you put up with all of that because who's going to argue with 10 wins, right? Like, whatever. But all of a sudden you get 7 wins.
Especially in this league.
Especially in this league, where you have more money than anybody else. You're like, come on, man. We should be able to do better than this.
Yep.
Right? And by the ambitions are high. The ambitions are high. So I can see a world where this is the end for Ryan Silverfield, right? Unlikely, because the contract.
Yeah.
And because he's been, but I can see it. I can also see it for Penny. Again, unlikely, but here you go. Ready? Last year, coming into the year, it was, oh my God, this is a disaster. He just cleaned house on the assistants. He missed the tournament last. And know what happened? He had a totally fabulous bounce back year. He was engaging. He was a relatively drama-free season and a series of just unbelievably riveting wins, wild success non-conference, and a top five seed, and sure, a disappointing end that I do not blame them for because of the injury situation.
Yep.
And so Penny had a totally bounce back year. He seems like he's in a great place. But you know what's what they're looking at right now? We got one criminal charge. We got another NCAA scandal.
An extension of probation.
An extension of probation. And if this time that incredibly difficult non-conference schedule bites him in the ass and they somehow miss the tournament, I don't know that Penny's ever going to get canned because he's Penny, but I could see like a mutual parting of the ways. Who's in more? Where is the peril? In other words, we're not just judging. Memphis basketball has accomplished a lot more recently last year than Memphis football did, right? They won their conference twice.
Yeah.
Memphis football hadn't gotten to a damn conference title game.
Yes. Memphis basketball won both the regular season.
And so let's not talk about which had the better year last year, because it's clear one had a better. Where is more peril lurking? Which program is facing a more potentially problematic year this right now?
I think the answer is basketball, because to me, the other aspect of it seems like basketball is a lot more volatile. Like, in the end, football is going to be about...
Both programs are totally rebuilding themselves.
Yeah, but like
every year.
Basketball has to do it almost every single... Basketball has to do it every single year. I mean, I understand football to like a certain degree. But like, I think it's easier to put a competent basketball team... Like, in the end, football's like players. Way more than basketball. Like, especially up front. And like, there's so many of these American football teams. I'm like, these teams just are awful.
Stink.
Correct.
But there's some real... Memphis is clearly the best basketball program in the conference. Memphis is not clearly the best football program in the conference.
Correct, but they are at the...
Are they the top two?
Probably. Like, to me, it's an unclear example of
They should be in the top two. They should be in the top two.
Correct.
They shouldn't be behind the service academy.
Okay, I was answering it in terms of the job.
Right.
I mean
the current state,
yeah,
though, right now.
That's fair.
All right, so I don't know. I literally don't know the right answer here. Do you feel better about Memphis football or Memphis basketball right now?
Who do you think is going to win? I haven't voted.
I think football is going to win simply because I think the Memphis football community is way more online. Yes.
You think the Memphis football will win? Because we have more football fans, people like who blame Penny and see the drama and feel good about Memphis. But the Memphis football community is online. Do they like Ryan and the state of things?
No, but they also think that, like, it's more stable.
It is definitely more stable.
I'm with you.
And by the way, neither one is in a bad state. We've had other times when we can. They both in a pretty good state. It's just potential peril.
Neither program is in crisis.
Neither one. They're both in a good place, honestly. One's coming off they're both coming off good years. They both have established coaches coming off good years, but facing, I think, some kind of interesting seasons with possible peril.
Yes.
If anyone wants to weigh in on this on the phone line, 445-0929. Again, if not, it's fine. But we're leaning into the schism. 445-0929, 445-0929. Do you feel better about the current state of Memphis football or Memphis basketball? We will, if you want to weigh in on this, in addition to weighing in on the poll, you can call us and let us know. What's the current state of the poll, though, Jeffrey? Who's taking an early lead? Is it as close as my indecision would suggest it should be?
Again, early. We're super early. Not all precincts are reporting. Uh-huh. Which program is in a better current state? 70.2% say Tiger football. 29.8% say Tiger basketball.
Wow. Tiger football is running away with it. Which program is in a better state? 445-0929, 445-0929. I will take your calls on this topic. I don't like pitting things against each other. We hope for glory for both programs, of course. And both are coming off a very, very good years. Ultimately disappointing. Very good years that had disappointments, either at the end or in one's inability to advance in the NCAA tournament and one's inability to get to a conference title game. But we got calls, Jeffrey. Who are we going to talk to here?
Jeff, let's start first with Dwayne in Germantown. Dwayne, you're on.
Hey, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Loving the show this morning. It's a very interesting question that you brought up.
That's what we do here.
The football program and the basketball program. I think that the basketball program, the conference, is just so terrible that no matter how many games Penny lose in the non-conference, they will still be in it to win the conference at the end. So they will always be in position to make the NCAA tournament. But I think the football program, I think they can win three games. And I know Memphis is supposed to be better, but this coach has a tendency of allowing every game to be close no matter what the talent is. And they have less talent this year as far as in main position. So
you think basketball's in a better state because they have it easier?
Yeah, they have it easier. This basketball in this conference is terrible.
I agree with that. And Memphis is clearly the head and shoulders the best basketball program.
Yeah, it's,
and it's not the best football program. But that could be an indictment of the current coach. Why isn't it the best football program? Like all the other ones left. Houston left, Cincinnati left, UCF left, and you're still not the best football program?
I don't know, man. That's a good way. I think for one thing, I think he really should embrace a different coaching style, man. He keeps it so close. Every game is close. I don't care if we're playing, Melrose or we're playing Mississippi State. Every game's close, seems like. And
right. Man, what's your final vote, Dwayne? Who are you voting for? Which is in a better? You feel better about the current state of which?
Better about basketball. Thank you,
Dwayne. Thank you very much. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got, Jeffrey?
Jeff, let's go to Latrell in Memphis. Latrell, you're on.
Hey, Latrell.
Hey, guys. Hey, Matt, I remember a game back when Ryan Silverfield first year, we had a game that was close, and he had a timeout to use to challenge the play to make sure the replay come up. And he didn't do it. And at the end of the game, they asked him, they said, well, you had a timeout. You could have challenged the play. He said, well, I didn't know we had a timeout. And I'm like, what? Are you the coach and don't know you have a timeout? So I knew then that there was going to be a debacle on the coach. And I mean, they done good, but that we look for better. Right. We supposed to win the conference for Navy beat us the other year. So, no, basketball is a little shambles as well. I love Penny. I love the basketball, but with all this academic stuff, somebody needs to mind.
All right, so which do you feel better about? You got to pick, Latrell. Which do you feel better about? Which is in a current
better
position?
I feel better about basketball, of course.
Better about basketball?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel better about
thank you. All right, there we go. Two to nothing, Jeffrey. On the phone lines, it's two.
This goes to my premonition. Yeah.
Online, 445-0929. Do you feel better about right now the state of Memphis football or Memphis basketball?
Jeff, let's go to Robert in Cordova. Robert, you're on.
Hey, Robert.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Robert, you're on.
Sorry about that, Robert. You still there?
Okay. I just want to disagree with one point he made. The head coach usually doesn't know about timeouts. That should have been an assistant, not Ryan. I've been around for a long time. Memphis basketball has always been, until recently, head and shoulder above the football program. But I feel better about the football program because the AAC is so weak in basketball that I think Memphis should win that every year. And hopefully this year they can turn around and get something going with the football program.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
All right.
445-0929. It's interesting. Does the fact that Memphis, the conference is so weak in basketball make you feel better about the basketball program because they're going to win it, or worse about it because you're like, oh, my God, look at the slaw that we have to deal with?
And the other problem is it's like,
It's a very difficult
stubbing
question.
Of the toe gets
you totally screwed. Yeah. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to Michael in downtown. Michael, you're on.
Hey, Michael.
Hey there, Jeff. First of all, I enjoy seeing you every morning plastered on my wall in my house.
What is it? Is it the UT column?
You know what? We have that also.
What is plastered on the wall of your house? Is it a dartboard? What do you got there?
Not at all, sir. So you'll remember this, and my answer is going to always be football, because a few years ago when Tony Pollard returned that opening kickoff for a touchdown, I'd registered through one of your great sponsors, Robert Irwin Jewelers, for the ring.
You got a free ring.
I sure did.
Unbelievable.
Yes, sir. And you wrote about, you contacted me. We had a mutual friend, and I interviewed me. And I
do recall that. That was a lot of fun. Yeah. That was a lot of fun. There were about four or five couples. When you would, you had registered, and if the first kickoff was returned for a touchdown, you get a free ring from Holly at Robert Owen Jewelers. Were you at the game?
Sir.
Were you like, and had you, did your fiance know you had the ring yet and know why you were happy?
She had no idea about any of it, and I don't know if you remember, we were supposed to go to the game, but it, like, monsoon storm.
Right.
It was a really bad storm, so we ended up watching it. I want to say it was on TV. Somehow we watched it, but she had no idea. And when he took it to the house, and I want to say it was, like, UT Martin, maybe. It, you know, wasn't any really good team, if I remember correctly. But, yeah, he returned it all the way, and I went absolutely nuts. And she had no idea. Wow, that's crazy.
That's the
and
best.
That's an article, too.
Yeah. I recall some of the, anyway. All right. So
it's always football for me.
Always football for you. Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Michael. We'll take, if you're on the line, we'll get to you. Jeffrey, who do we have?
Jeff, let's go to Andy and Cooper Young. Andy, you're on.
Hey, Andy.
Yeah, how's it going, y'all?
We're good.
Good. Hey, I'm going to have to go with football here. I mean, I prefer Penny as a coach to Silverfield, but I've kind of got a different opinion. I think because the university actually owns their stadium now,
right?
They've shown a lot more focus and, you know, investment in it. And I mean, even if they eventually get rid of Ryan, they're gonna get somebody better. And I don't know, I just think it's in a better place there.
All right, thank you, Andy. Appreciate it. You like the fact that they own their stadium, they got control of their own circumstances. And we will wrap this up with David in Fayette County.
Yes, we will. David, you're on.
Hey, David.
Yeah, I got to admit, part of mine is because my feeling of college football versus college basketball. I think college football is in a more stable environment in the first place, just because college basketball has guys changing teams every week. And football does too, but I think it's got a little more stability than basketball does. But I think in Memphis, recently we've had a great run the last decade. pretty 10 straight bowls, whatever it is. Yep. That's pretty impressive. Even though we got 900 bowls, there's not a lot of teams that have done that across the country, believe it or not. And so, and when you talk about named players, I'm looking at the NBA and I'm seeing Josh Minot make a team. I'm like, Josh Minot was, I mean, I like the guy, I'm sure, but he was nothing here. And, you know, I can rattle off a bunch of NFL players we put in there. I think the program overall in football, I think, seems better right now because of the last guy said, too, the investments and the focus seems to be shifting that way. But I'm a little jaded because I'm just not – I can't tell you who's on teams anymore in college basketball. I can't start to tell you what the lineups are because I'm probably way wrong because that guy's gone. Oh,
I totally get it. All right, thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
I will say this: I do think college football player retention rate is slightly higher. Like it feels like more big players.
I do, but like this is a whole new football team.
No, I'm with you. So. Bill Bracking wrote in, I think he summed it up the way that I kind of feel. The perception is football is in better shape because of two reasons. Lower expectations, and B, it's easier to get to a bowl game than it is to get into the tourney. I think that's true.
Yeah, it's
in reality, when we think about it in these, what, both finish like...
But is it, let me ask you this, is it easier...
I think it's easier. It is definitely easier to make a bowl game than it is to make.
Oh, it's totally easy to get a bowl. It's. But I don't think the bowl game is a measure of success. I don't think getting the bowl game buys you. Okay, it's a successful season. Like getting to like Tigers could win six games and go to a bowl game, and no one will say that's successful. Whereas if you get to an NCAA tournament, that is in fact at least a base level of success. I'll say this. I think football's a better run program right now, more smoothly run program right now.
I mean,
we don't know as much about it.
To me, the problem though is, I think the basketball player market is so much more insane.
Right? Who's winning the poll?
Jeff, today's poll question: which program is in a better current state? 63.7% say Tiger football, 36.3% say Tiger basketball. So it's tightening up a little bit.
But still pretty persuasive.
It's
pretty,
still
pretty big gap there. All right. We're going to take a break. Chris Harrington rejoins the show. We'll do that when we return. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.